The following program is brought to you by Cloudcast Media, a podcast leader in developing shows to elevate local brands, local stories, and local storytellers. Cloudcast, bringing ears and minds home.
I'm Drew Schlossberg of Cloudcast Media, and we are so pleased to have on the air with us today, we got Suresh Menon. He is the founder and president of Menon Biosensors. How are you doing, Suresh?
Very good. Thank you, Drew, for inviting me on the show.
Yeah, absolutely honored to have you. Also joined by my associate producer, Connor. Connor, I want to say hi to Suresh.
Yeah, how's it going, Suresh?
Hi, Connors.
So, first of all, always ask our guests, I trust you, your family, and your colleagues at Menon Biosensors are all safe and healthy during this COVID-19 era we're still knee-deep in.
Yes, Drew. All our employees and family members are safe. We are blessed by God and well-protected by His grace.
All right. Very, very happy to hear that. So talk a little bit about what's the mission of Menon Biosensors.
The mission of Menon Biosensors Incorporated is to provide rapid and accurate detection of viruses and bacteria. It's a molecular biochemistry company currently focused on detecting SARS-CoV-2 virus that caused COVID-19. Our aim is to bring new technologies to the forefront of the biotech sector with the motto, when you need to know now.
So your background, is it in medicine? Is it in science? Is it in biotech? Is it in all of the above?
My background is in engineering science, which is a multidisciplinary program at the Pennsylvania State University. And under this program, you're required to clear disciplines such as life sciences, nutrition, industry engineering, computer science, and chemical engineering.
So, you know, obviously, we're still, and we could probably talk about COVID-19 between now and probably 4 more months down the road on this aspect of it. Obviously, we're going to focus on what you folks are doing on this. But are you seeing any glimmer of hope, just as a general comment, on what we're going to be able to do with COVID-19 moving forward? I know it's not going to happen overnight in this aspect of it. Obviously, there's been a change in administration. But do you see some light at the end of the tunnel?
I see light at the end of the tunnel on the detection side first.
Yeah.
And let me just clarify. On the vaccine side, we notice that it still takes time for the effect to materialize, during which time patients could suffer inflammation and other issues. With the detection side, you have a spectrum of tools that allows you to corner the virus, that allows for more efficient treatment. And that's the strategy that Menon Biosensors is pursuing.
Right. And is that something that other companies like yours are pursuing? Have they been pursuing? Is it relatively new? I mean, SARS has been around for a while, correct?
That is correct, Drew. SARS has been around for a while. This is a new strain, and we have the genetic code that allows us, not only us, but several diagnostics company to make sure that the detection is very specific and we give the right answers to the public.
Yeah, which is, absolutely, so critical. I have to just look at the news and see, what is continuing to happen with those folks that are not only getting it, but unfortunately passing away from this. Talk a little bit about Menon Biosensors Molecular Mirror. I know it's a trademark NMR-based platform technology. What does that mean?
So the Menon Biosensors company was founded in 2013. which provided confirmatory technology for detecting bioweapons for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and Department of Defense. This technology is currently expanding applications to population-scale testing for COVID-19 and other viruses and bacteria, both in animals and humans. The concept of molecular mirror, to explain that, we have to go back in time.
Yeah.
The approach allows for accurate and rapid mass diagnostic capability. And what it does is that you get a mirror copy of the RNA in the virus, very similar to a barcode, but it's a molecular mirror copy of that RNA segment. And we are able to attach a tag to that virus. And that tag generates a signal in any MRI machine in the world. This is why we call it a molecular mirror.
Now, with that technology, is it something that is being used here in our region? I know you've partnered, I think, with UCSD or do some work with UCSD. Is it being done in other parts of the United States or across the world?
The technology originally was adapted for bioweapon detection for the U.S. government. Currently, what we have done with UC San Diego is to make sure that the technology is validated on clinical samples. So the focus has been to work with UC San Diego at the present time to ensure that we get through the FDA's emergency use authorization.
So are you in this point waiting for that authorization?
The clinical validation shows 99% concordance already with an approved FDA PCR method. So yes, we are on our way to get this into the EUA process.
Right. And is there a
estimate?
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, sorry. My estimate is about 6 to 8 weeks to get this through to the EUA committee.
And so what does this mean? Okay, now we're past 8 weeks and we're into April or May. What does this mean for, you know, working to, obviously this is the detection aspect of it. How is this going to help? Maybe curb is the wrong word. Maybe curb is the right word on the aspect. Is it going to reduce the amount of people that are getting COVID-19? What is going to be the end result on this?
This approach for the first time allows you to visualize the virus. And what we can do is allow massive numbers of samples to be processed in a matter of minutes to hours for the first time. This allows the authorities to provide intelligence into the group that is administering vaccines to then prioritize, and also treatment and planning for the hospital staff to understand what's coming towards them. So they get a look ahead of the curve, is how I would phrase it, to allow bending the curve.
Great. Connor, do you have a question for Suresh?
Yeah. So what would this molecular mirror technology, what applications would it have outside of just detecting COVID?
As I mentioned a minute ago, we were the confirming device and system for the U.S. government for bioweapons. And we recently made the transition to clinical samples. Because of the way molecular mirror technique works, any other virus, bacteria. If we are provided the genetic code, we are able to make these tags and barcodes within a matter of 7 to 10 days. And in that time, we could then design, package the necessary reagents for detection and deploy. So the timeline for the first time will be reduced from developing these detection techniques that takes months to develop, cut down to a matter of days. If we get some indication that a certain virus could be an imminent threat, we could start ahead of schedule and get this ready to go within a matter of hours. That way, if and ever it hits, we are ready to go.
No, that is absolutely terrific. We are chatting with Dr. Suresh Menon. He is the founder and president of Menon Biosensors. I'm Drew Schlossberg of Cloudcast Media, joined by Connor Bain, associate producer. Suresh, we're going to take a little bit of a break over here and then come right back and ask you some more questions about this great advancement you have and what our listeners can do to support your efforts when we return for another edition of Spotlight on the Community.
Cloudcast 180, powerful people, powerful stories, 180 seconds.
Welcome to Cloudcast 180. We're here with the president and CEO of Father Joe's Villages, Deacon Jim. Deacon, welcome to Cloudcast 180.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to hit it fast. We're going to hit it furiously. You've done an amazing job of your organization in the last 10 years, taking 11,000 folks from homeless to having a home and what I would say hopeful. How do you go about minimizing their risk of future homelessness with the various vocational services you offer?
Well, vocational services are extremely important. Our employment center works with them directly, sometimes just on basic skills, computer skills, how to network, how to prepare a resume, how to get yourself out there. Teaching marketable skills is extremely important. We have our vocational programs that consists from either culinary arts to property management to security guard training to maintenance and hospitality, forklift lifting and you know, welding and so forth, the whole host. And that's extremely important because we know there's a direct correlation between employment, income, and housing. Right, that's extremely important. And so we prepare individuals across these various segments, and then we help situate them with local business leaders, basically. And they are great employees. These business leaders, as an example, out of our culinary arts program, just in this past graduating class, we had 100% placed even before the class ended. Why? Because the restaurants in the area know the caliber of the vocational training, and they scoop them up right away. We had 144 graduates in this last year, and amongst the 144 graduates, they had 184 job offers. I mean, it's extremely important to teach marketable skills. With that, they're able to find a job, they're able to then have income, and then they're able to have a housing, basically. And so it's as simple as that.
So with your continuum of care, you not only do you deliver the training, you have restaurant partnerships, as an example, speaking of food, but then you also have housing.
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah, we have the housing. But again, the housing alone is not enough, especially when certain individuals suffer from substance use disorder or they have mental health issues, right? And so it's a matter of applying the integrated services and applying them holistically so that the individual, once we're able to help them into housing, they're able to retain that housing.
You've been listening to the Cloudcast 180 with Deacon Jim Vargas, President and CEO of Father George Villages. Deacon Jim, thank you for providing food and shelter to our neighbors in need.
Thanks for having me. God bless you.
Cloudcast 180. Powerful people, powerful stories, 180 seconds.
I'm I'm Drew Schlossberg of Cloudcast Media, and we are back with Dr. Suresh Menon. He is the founder and president of Menon Biosensors, also joined by my colleague, Connor Bain. Connor, you got a question for Suresh?
I do. Suresh, could you talk about the XPRIZE rapid COVID testing competition that you're taking part in?
Menon Biosensors advanced to the finalist round of the $6 million XPRIZE rapid COVID testing competition for the development of our molecular mirror technique. The winner of the competition will be a detection technique that produces rapid and accurate results of the SARS-CoV-2 virus in various types of samples at large scale. The XPRIZE rapid COVID testing is a six-month competition to develop faster, cheaper, easier to use COVID-19 testing methods at scale. For the final round, the top 20 best performing teams will need to gain clinical validation from two world-class labs in the U.S. to accelerate the FDA approval process. Finalist team will have 2 weeks to send their testing kits and protocols to two separate laboratories for clinical validation, like I just said. After clinical validation and assessment, the top five teams selected will be awarded funds with the option to proceed to deployment. They will receive additional funding by demonstrating scalability, viability, and returning data and learnings for the playbook to XPRIZE. We are anticipating hearing results from the finalist round of the competition in March of this year. And we are really proud to be the finalist in this XPRIZE competition. It was very difficult and challenging, but worldwide competition, and we are in the top 15 right now.
Wow, that is very, very exciting. What we'd love to do is, when you win this, being optimistic for you and your colleagues at Menon Biosensors, we'd love to have you come back on and share these great results when that happens. How does that work for your schedule?
Certainly, Drew, it'll be our pleasure.
It'll be our pleasure as well. Talk a little bit about what makes you most proud of Menon Biosensors.
First, what we are really proud of is that we are bringing a solution to help screen everyone to corner the virus in an efficient manner. Fast, affordable, and accessible testing is crucial to containing the COVID-19 pandemic and safely reopening schools, businesses, and other vital institutions around the world. By utilizing our technique along with existing collection stations and MRI facilities, we can screen the entire population of the USA within a day for active cases. The molecular mirror is a novel, minimal cost detection platform that enables rapid visualization of an invisible enemy, the SARS-CoV-2 virus. All equipment required for the protocol is readily available in hospital settings. The platform can screen more than 100,000 patient specimens per MRI unit. The sensitivity is currently less than 100 viral copies per reaction with 100% specificity. This is all the effort of the Menon team to achieve every metric laid out for a successful detection and deployment. The second thing which I want to talk about that we are really proud of is our work helping elephants in the wild in India. In the wild, there are many health issues, such as infection to TB in elephants. We were able to provide our technology at no cost to help the elephants get the right treatment in time. Our technology is now being promoted to help other animals in that country and could eventually help endangered wild animal populations worldwide.
Well, listen, that is, I didn't realize that. That is absolutely spectacular. And as an animal lover, and I know Connor is too, that's music to our ears on that. So, you know, congratulations on that work as well. Connor, you got another question for Suresh?
Yeah. So what are the most significant challenges today for Menon Biosensors and the people you're trying to help?
The biggest challenges for today that we are solving is rapid testing of COVID-19, mm-hmm. which can oftentimes be inaccurate for the rapid test methods. The four factors for successful deployment of COVID testing are speed, accuracy, cost, and scale. Our team is the only one in the world that has been able to meet all these key objectives. To enable deployment worldwide requires meeting cost metrics, collection speed of different types of samples, and providing answers quickly. So by leveraging existing infrastructure consisting of thousands of MRI facilities around the world, we have finally arrived at a solution that can be deployed quickly within a matter of days or weeks at the most. The overriding aspect is that we are already at 99% concordance with FDA-approved methods and proud to say that we are a San Diego, USA company.
No, that's absolutely fantastic. We're chatting with Dr. Suresh Menon. He is the founder and president of Menon Biosensors. I'm Drew Schlossberg of Cloudcast Media, joined by Connor Bain, our associate producer of DS Studio on it. Suresh, what can our listeners do to help support your efforts in this area? And maybe you can shout out the website if people want to learn more about your business.
The Menon team has a Facebook page where we list our latest findings in this area. And so please go to MenonBiosensors.com. You can read some of the latest press releases and advancements that we have made in the sector. We have also put out a press release on being the finalist at the XPRIZE competition. And we'll have further updates on that. We are very proud to represent San Diego community, and we pray and we hope that we win this and bring glory to God's work. And please be with us and pray that, you know, we get through this emergency use authorization, ASAP, so we can deploy this for everyone and help our kids get back to school and all our community back to work.
Yeah, you know, from your lips to God's ears on this aspect of it. What is your website? How do we get to your website?
www.menonbiosensors.com. That's MENONBIOSENSORS.com.
And Suresh, any final comments for our listeners?
For your listeners, I would say that we see light at the end of the tunnel on the detection side. We have validated consistently across multiple type of clinical specimens, and we are confident that we will get through this. We know that the system works. It's been validated. We know that UC San Diego is a very credible group who has stood by our side and supporting us. And they are also excited by where we are today to support the massive scale deployment for our community. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Our pleasure. And on behalf of Connor and, of course, our spotlight on the community team, wishing you and your colleagues at Menon Biosensors nothing but great success. And having hopefully some good results when you get more information on how you folks are doing as a finalist in the 6 million XPRIZE rapid COVID testing competition. And Suresh, we look forward to chatting with you somewhere down the road.
Thank you very much, Drew and Connor.
All right, absolutely. That was Dr. Suresh Menon, founder and president of Menon Biosensors. I'm Drew Schlossberg of Cloudcast Media, and you've been listening to another edition of Spotlight on the Community.
Thank you for listening to a podcast from Cloudcast Media, the digital media home for leading local brands. When it comes to amplifying your brand, a Cloudcast-sponsored show offers unbeatable value. Learn more at cloudcast.us.